Go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Truth with your host, Lois Bullock, and we're here in the studio with some dynamic people, and we just want you to welcome them to our broadcast for this evening. We have to my left, Mr. Motivator. And we have also sitting directly across from me is Louise. Let's give her a hand. And we also have several people in our audience. We want to thank them for that. We have this one young man that he seems as if he's marching to the beat of his own drum. I think he has his pants hanging down just a little bit too low. We're going to ask him, pull your pants up, brother, and come on in and join everybody. We're here on Let's Talk Truth.
All right.
Okay. Today, we're going to talk about it's your fault that I'm a mess. And we put blame everywhere but where the blame is supposed to lie. And we are going to discuss the ways we blame someone or something else for the mess in our everyday life. And also, we're going to kind of get down to the common denominator. Who is the real culprit when your life is a mess? Who is really responsible for it? And when we think about how we put blame on everybody. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that when you blame others, you give up your power to change. Mm-hmm. See, we'll never change as long as we can blame others. So we're going to shine the spotlight tonight on lives where we will not accept responsibility for the things that we're going through or the direction our lives are heading. And if we don't accept that responsibility, we'll never get to the point where we change. And that is a horrible situation. Mr. Motivator, I know you probably want to open up with just a little bit of knowledge and wisdom and have something to say on if I'm going to be responsible or if I tell you it's your fault that I'm a mess. It's your fault that I'm in the situation I'm in. And so what do you want to say in reference to that?
Thank you, Lois. Again, it's a delight to be back on the broadcast with you. We need to put fault where it is. It's so easy to just blame everyone. You know, it was because of her. She did it. He did it. My family's dysfunctional. Everything happened. Everybody did it to me. But I think it comes to a place where we have to accept responsibility for our own actions.
Mm-hmm.
Life is about choices. And the choices that we make have a lot to do with where we will be tomorrow and the next year from then.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about our choices.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And how whether or not we choose to accept responsibility for our own actions and to be responsible adults, to be responsible for our decisions.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And before we let Louise share her point, I want to say that this show is called Let's Talk Truth. And so I firmly believe that in order to arrive at the truth, you have to actually say it as it actually is. And I tell everyone at the beginning of my show, I'm not here to preach to you. I'm sure you have pastors and teachers, whomever in your life that's going to teach you the right way to go. But I will say this, if we're going to talk truth, Christ has to be the center of what we're talking about. He's the only thing that we can come to the results has to be done through the word of God in order for the truth to be told. If we're talking without Christ, then I'm merely sharing my opinion with you. And opinions don't solve anything. Only the truth can solve something. So I just thank you for understanding where we're coming from when we say let's talk truth. You have to tell the truth, and it has to line up with the word of God, because if it doesn't, then it's my opinion and your opinion. Mm-hmm. And before we let Louise talk, I was just going to share, I was talking to several people the other day, and we were talking about reality shows. Mm-hmm. And it came to my attention that we as a people, so we don't really want to hear the truth. And the reason you can tell we don't want to hear the truth, because what is television? What is our entertainment industry? It's all false, fiction, reality. No one can live in a perfect society. We're not living in a perfect society, but there are perfect solutions. Mm-hmm. And we all want to blame somebody else, mm-hmm, for why I chose this path. Mm-hmm. Well, to set things up so that everyone can kind of see what I'm trying to arrive at, this world has been dysfunctional since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this. God, Jesus, mm-hmm, and the Holy Spirit, Mary, and Joseph. Mm-hmm. Joseph, Mary has a baby named Jesus, mm-hmm, which was formed by the Holy Ghost. If that had happened today, what would we call that? Dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. It would be so dysfunctional. Abraham and Sarah was promised a child, but because man took it in their own hands, they made it dysfunctional. Abraham ended up having a child by one of the handmaidens. Ishmael arrived. How dysfunctional is that? But all in all, God's promise to us is, though we start out dysfunctional, we don't have to stay dysfunctional. Because there is a right way to arrive at anything. And we just have to see things the way it should be. Mm-hmm. So, Louise, before I go any further, why don't you share how you want to open up and have people looking at what you're going to say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, the way it started out, like you said, started all the way back from the very beginning with Adam and Eve.
When God told Adam not to eat of this fruit, he decided to listen to his wife. So from that point on, there was the blame game, and that blame game been going on ever since.
Mm-hmm.
He made that final decision.
Okay.
But because he didn't want to accept the responsibility for what he did,
mm-hmm,
he just reached back and said, this woman that thou gave me. So from that point on, you're seeing this on and on and on, all throughout the fabric of the times,
mm-hmm,
up to now.
The blame game.
The blame game. And so whatever you decide to do, even if start out as a child, you decide that you want to, kill with some kids and do some bad things, and if you have to pay for those repercussions, that's your fault. You can't say that this is so and so's fault, because that was your decision, and if you chose to make that decision, whatever decision you make, then you're going to have to live with those repercussions,
mm-hmm.
both good and bad, otherwise.
Right. Now, that's a good thing. So, and as you kind of brought it all to a point where you talk about the blame game, and this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people now in society. We have young people who don't have a clue on what they need to do,
mm-hmm.
or the right way to do something. And I know a lot of you listening tonight will probably disagree with the fact that you want to say that everybody don't have a role model. But I think everyone does. We just overlook that role model.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the one we want to be as a role model. People nowadays think that if you've got money, you're the perfect role model.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we share Let's Talk Truth. I don't care how many television shows you have, it still doesn't mean you're doing things the right way.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you have in your pocket, because sometimes you've gotten that money by ill-gotten gains,
yep. mm-hmm.
and so it still doesn't make you a role model.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say this because no one is born or wake up knowing the right path to take.
That's mm-hmm. right.
But we're not left to feel our way.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many young men, and this is the excuse that society is putting on them,
mm-hmm.
because they're saying young men who don't have fathers, without fathers in the home,
mm-hmm.
oh, they're just going to hit the street. Oh, they're just, I'm gay because I was raised by a bunch of women. That is so not true.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son that on tomorrow will be 33 years old, and he was raised without a father.
Mm-hmm.
He was raised around women,
mm-hmm.
me and his sister and my mother and his aunt and just a whole bunch of women.
Mm-hmm.
He is neither gay, mm-hmm. nor is he a gangster. So somewhere down the line, he accepted that role model that was put in his life to know how to live and how to accomplish and make proper decisions. And that's all it has to do. It has to boil down to making the right decisions
mm-hmm.
in your life. There's a song that's called A Fork in the Road.
Mm-hmm.
Which way are you going to go? When you get to that point, when you get to that fork in the road, which way are you going to go? And right now, you faced with that fork, or people are faced with that fork the minute they go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You'll become second graders. I'll even go lower than that, pre-K.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to a fork in the road. And am I going to be the class clown? Or am I going to be the teacher's pet? What role am I going to choose? Because right now, you're bullied if you don't stand or act a certain way,
mm-hmm.
even in pre-K,
that's true.
Kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, you have some pressure on you
mm-hmm.
to do something wrong
mm-hmm.
because it is your decision to step into the right mold, because you're never supposed to arrive at that place where you're prosperous
mm-hmm.
and where you're functioning properly. You're never supposed to arrive there. Come on, Mr. Motivator.
You're right. I think sometimes it's the end thing to be accepted is to choose to be the way that other people want you to be in order to gain acceptance, to have a notoriety. And it's sad that it starts with pre-K, that the kids have to make choices, and they're deciding, if I be me, I'll have to stand by myself and not have any friends. And if the kid doesn't have a good firm footing, if they haven't been taught to be honest with themselves, to accept themselves, they may choose to go the way that their peers want them to go, even though that's the way that they really don't prefer. And I was thinking the other night, my daughter was telling me they were at the movies, and there was a there was a gentleman who had severe gas problems, and when the theater people threw him out, or as they tried to take him out, he said, it's not me, it's the beans. But I beg you to differ. He made the choice to eat those beans.
Yes, he did.
But he didn't want to accept responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want them to throw him out, so he blamed the beans.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is what, you know, and I was just thinking as you were talking, we were trying to establish the fact that things start as young as pre-K.
Oh.
But reflect back further than that. Reflect back to newborn babies.
Further back than that.
When a newborn baby is born, what's the first thing you give them? A pacifier.
Yes.
And just what it says, it's a pacifier.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to get anything out of it, but it's just going to keep their lips moving there and give them some semblance of, I'm getting something, but in reality, they're not getting anything
mm-hmm.
from a pacifier. But it's just going to keep them still, stop them from wiggling, stop them from being a baby.
Mm.
And so that sets the precedence right there for, I'm going to bring you up doing what I think you should do. I'm going to cut down your natural ability to move and to do whatever you're going to do as a baby. So I'm really going to start molding you right now to deal with something fake and phony.
Yeah.
I never gave my kids a pacifier. I refused to see one of my kids sitting up 4 years old with a pacifier stuck in their mouth, because that's, you know, it's nothing that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And just to move on from there, if you look at how we established the lives of our young people,
mm-hmm.
how we were brought up,
mm-hmm.
and the... that causes us to make certain decisions
mm-hmm.
in our lives. We were poor. Why is it now you cannot be poor and without turning to crime?
Mm-hmm.
You find young people now, if I don't have name brand tennis shoes, I'm going to rob and take somebody's tennis shoes.
Yeah.
If I don't have a name brand purse, I'm sorry, I don't care if I become a multi-millionaire moving to a billionaire, I will not pay $500 for a purse.
I heard that.
I'm not going to do that. It's not that important to me. So all I want is somewhere to put my trash and my receipts.
Yes.
And I'm not going to put it in a $500 purse. So I'm sorry if you think you're going to force me to do something that I shouldn't do just for a purse.
Yes.
I'm not going to pay $200 for a pair of tennis shoes to go on my feet, because who I am is not in my feet.
Yes.
And so there are other things that I could spend my money on that would bless you rather than buy you a $300 or
$400
purse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're not... you're not going to accept the responsibility for buying your own shoes and in other words, there are alternatives where you can go work to buy those shoes if you want to buy those expensive shoes, but to go and steal and rob and take them from somebody else and blame it on the fact that, well, I was poor. That's not an excuse.
It's not.
And I was thinking a few minutes ago, you were talking about, mentioned about babies, and my wife and I, we were reading this book by Rodney Dangerfield. What was the name of that book?
Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, It's hard being me.
Okay. Hard being me, okay?
It's hard being me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he said that when he was a baby, when he was born, he said as he appeared, as he came out, he said that he was so ugly, the doctor looked at him and tried to hang his own, himself with his umbilical cord. And I'm not that you know, when you mentioned baby, that was so funny, and
mm-hmm.
I laughed. But this man had such a rough childhood, and he didn't have a dad around, and he was treated really bad. But he took his situation and made comedy out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he ended up becoming a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But he said people laughed at him all the time. The kids made fun of him at school. But he said, I learned to laugh with them, and I learned to laugh at myself and to not let it affect me.
Exactly.
And that's what we have to do. We have to accept responsibility, deal with our situations.
Mm-hmm.
As one of my college professors used to say to me all the time, Dr. Lori Holmes, Dwight, you got to learn how to take that lemon and make
lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Stop blaming everybody for your situations. Take some responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we have to do. You think about how we, if I say, this is a certain thing about me I need to change,
mm-hmm.
but if I say the reason I'm like this, the reason I'm this way is because of you, you know, my mom, my dad, or the lack of having a dad. This is the reason I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
When will I stop and look at myself and want to change if everyone else caused this in me? See, I'll never get to the point where I want to change
mm-hmm.
because I don't feel like I have to change. How can you change and it's going to make me change? It's going to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
It won't ever get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I have got to make a conscious effort within. I'm not going to be that person. I have a problem with how I interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in a nurturing family. I used to sit on my daddy's knee and, you know, daddy kissed me on my jaw. Well, he used to just put his lips on my jaw, and I said, no, you have to make it sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he would make that sound and then say, now please get off my knee.
Uh-huh.
Well, because of that, as I grew older, and I just felt like my boyfriend had to treat me the same way. You know, let me have my way and I'm going to be okay. But not everyone is brought up touchy-feely, lovey. Not everyone. But sometimes, and I look at it and I have to come to a medium with it, but the person that I'm interacting with who is not in that same predicament has to come to a change as well. See, one person can't do all the changes.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to change to make our situation livable
mm-hmm.
and to make our situation acceptable as normal. What is normal? Normal is whatever will guide me in the right direction that will not allow me to fall into a sinful nature. That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to get to that point that we accept things like that and stop blaming it. Man, we'll blame everybody but us. Well, Mr. Motivator, I would have gone for that due position, but you didn't motivate me enough. You know, you didn't share. I really needed you, and where were you?
Yes.
We will blame the church. We will blame the pastors of the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's some people in the body of Christ that don't know you can pray for yourself. And when things don't happen, guess what? We blame it on the preacher.
Uh-huh.
If the preacher had been what he's supposed to be, if he had just been there to pray for me,
mm-hmm.
I would not have gone in that direction.
Yes.
We want to blame everybody, but we all have access
mm-hmm.
to the throne of grace through prayer.
You're right.
But we don't know that.
We don't know. I remember when I was in grade school, we had to take a test.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a friend that I had in the classroom. And he didn't study for the test. And we took the test, and he didn't pass the test. So he wanted to fight me and another guy because we made a passing grade, and he didn't make one.
Mm-hmm.
But we studied the night before the test.
Yeah.
He didn't study.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to beat us up because he didn't study. He wouldn't take responsibility for his own actions.
That's right. And people do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
And I'm going to tell you the one very, very bad thing that I see in our ability to, or our inability to accept responsibility, is our inability to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, everybody, he didn't have a role model. That is absolutely not true.
Absolutely.
No.
Sometimes the janitor of your school is your role model.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the little man that's sitting on the corner that's homeless is your role model. You can look at him and say, now that's a place I don't ever want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really open our eyes and see that everything that's put in our path is for us to grow and to be the best that we can be. I was talking to a lady the other day, and we were talking about it. She said, you know, I don't understand how there can be new crack addicts. If you have once seen the devastation of a person that's on crack, why would you go try it?
Yeah, that's true.
Why would you try it? Well, why would we have new? We have new crack addicts every day.
Yeah,
I've been hooked on crack for 2 years now. You didn't see that other devastation 10 years ago that showed you cannot get to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Accept responsibility. Oh, the reason I'm out here prostituting is because I need to get my education. What are you trying to educate? What school are you trying to go to? Frankly, there's opportunity in the United States of America for you to go to any school you want to. And you don't have to sell drugs to do it. You don't have to prostitute to do it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to steal to do it.
That's right. Don't have to
people. Yes. So when are we going to accept responsibility that I'm in this particular situation because this is where I want to be? This is where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I know my life is a mess. I mean, it's just truly a mess, sir. But it wouldn't be amiss if my grandmother had just done something differently. You know, she kept me because my mom didn't care anything about me. I don't know who my dad is. And my grandmother just didn't do a good job. So that's why my life is in a mess. No, choices are yours. And from the time we learn to go to school, to read, write, we know that there are certain paths that will lead you to certain areas.
I think sometimes where the confusion comes in, we let material wealth blind us because we put a stipulation that everyone that becomes successful
is our role model.
Okay.
And we think because they are successful, they make a lot of money, they are role models.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the money that makes a person a role model. It's the person's character, their lifestyle, how they carry themselves, their attitude is what makes them a role model. If the person makes a lot of money, but if they have a bad disposition, they have a bad reputation, they have a terrible lifestyle, they're known for being involved with illegal crime, they're a racketeer, but they have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make them a role model. But because I hear that too often, they're going to sentence this particular person or individual, this entertainer, what they did that and they're a role model. If that person doesn't have the lifestyle, doesn't have the character, but they make a lot of money, that does not qualify them
mm-hmm.
to be a role model. I think the people get blinded by material wealth instead of looking at the individual,
mm-hmm.
not the money. It's the lifestyle
mm-hmm.
that they should look at.
That's right. You find, I see young ladies now, they're so beautiful, and they have, they're pierced everywhere.
Yeah.
Piercing over the eye, piercing in the jaws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much sense does it make for you to have studs in your jaws? We're not third world countries.
Mm-hmm, no.
So why do we want to look like we came from somewhere from outer space? We have to, but that's the role model. See, someone has set that negative role model,
mm-hmm.
and girls think it's so beautiful to have a tattoo right across their back so
mm-hmm.
that
a piercing in their navel.
They put piercings everywhere. They put piercings in some ungodly places. I wouldn't dare think about a piercing.
Mm-mm.
And they have a sleeve. There's tats all mm-hmm. up their arm.
It's popular now for all of them. Everybody
yes.
getting tattoos on.
And that is the ugliest thing to me, because I want my body to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I want my body to offer something other than somebody's going to look at a movie on my leg.
Yes. And every time they get a new boyfriend, they put the new boyfriend's name.
Oh, yeah. And that's something I wouldn't
they
put
break
my,
up. They got,
I'm not gonna put my husband's name because we may divorce.
<That's>
and
right.
I still got Charlie
yeah.
across my back.
Yeah.
And I'm now married to Steve.
Yeah. And Steve doesn't want to. When it's time to be intimate, all of a sudden there's a tattoo that says Charlie's been here.
That's what I'm saying. We go to the extreme,
yeah.
and which makes our life a total mess. But it's somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to be smart enough? I don't want to be like everybody else. In fact, I don't buy shoes from department stores. I got like to go to boutiques because I don't like to see my feet everywhere. You know, I know that's not vain. That's just. You know, I just want to be a unique individual. I was made a unique individual. God made us unique individuals. He put something on the inside of us
mm-hmm.
that only appeals to us. But we don't know what it is because we don't ever tap into it.
You're right. Miss Louisa's a young lady. Maybe we should ask Miss Louisa, does she have any tattoos?
Oh, no, I don't have any tattoos. Only thing I have is just my natural skin. Because I don't have what you call that high tolerance for things. So I don't like I don't like having to get stuck with no needle. I do enough of that when I go to the doctor's office for an annual. So that's not something I'm wanting to play with, you know, because I'm not very good at that.
I had the opportunity, I was talking to a young lady, Louise, about the different piercings that she had and was trying to get. I said, does that make sense? Well, actually, we weren't born with earrings in our ears either, but we get those pierced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're still not piercing my nose and my cheek and my lip and my tongue and my eyeball,
everything
about me. Uh-huh. And actually, you get to a point where your life is a mess. You look like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You get, and the older you get, your tattoos droop. What used to be something up on your knee is now down at your ankles. And it just looks horrible. And I know this is something that we're talking about that maybe shouldn't make a difference. But you would be surprised at how we structure our lifestyles based on what we do to ourselves. We structure our lifestyles that very way.
That's true.
Based on what we do to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we have to stop putting blame on everything but you.
Right.
You've got to acknowledge the fact that, hey, I've done this to myself.
That's correct. That's correct.
I've done this to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't stop blaming others, I've said this from the time we started this show, you will never change. You will never change. You will always be in the predicament you're in.
That's right.
And I hate to look back. You know, have you ever looked back on your life with regrets?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, if you don't start taking responsibility for the mess you're in, you can always look back on your life with regrets.
Yeah.
Boy, if I just had done this, or if I just hadn't done this, or if I just hadn't followed that person to the bank this morning. I didn't know they were going to hold the bank up. Yes, you did. You know what type of person it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know who your friends are.
Oh, sure.
There's nothing that's going to sneak up on us.
Mm-hmm.
The tragedy that happened in Connecticut, that was so horrible, so very, very horrible. And they want to blame the mother who purchased the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had a car, too. What if he ran over somebody? You understand what I'm saying? That responsibility is with that young man.
Yeah.
And for those people who look back, well, we had an illness. We knew he was mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it and you didn't do anything about it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that again, where does the responsibility fall?
Yes.
When there's a psycho, and you know about a psycho that's a walking time bomb, then it's your responsibility to tell somebody, to report it. But I was thinking about when we grew up back home, there was a song they used to play. My mother would have us, she'd play that song at home.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if some of us got in some trouble, she'd turn it up, and I could hear that song, and I think it stayed with me, and it would go, nobody's fault but mine.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's fault but mine.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. If I remember that song,
I
can't get the words quite right, but it says, if I don't do something and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
That's
so we're going to have to start remembering that, too.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, when we fall smooth down in this hole,
yes.
It's our fault.
Absolutely.
Do you know, I look at myself right now, and I'm trying to reach goals right now that I should have reached years ago. But it's my fault.
Absolutely.
Because back then I didn't apply myself.
Mm-hmm.
We often think we've got years and years, we can wait till tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, I can wait 2 weeks from today. And I can wait another year, and I can wait another year. And after a while, those years are slipping by.
Uh-huh.
And we are so far behind where we should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at myself, I should have retired and been living off the fat of the land by now. But now I'm just trying to put together the things that God has put in me to put together a long time ago. But, you know, I guess we can say, well, I'm grateful that it's not too late. But still, if we had applied ourselves way back then.
I understand you. Even though you're a millionaire now, what you're saying, you could have been a millionaire in your lot, at a lot much younger age.
Yes, I could have.
But one thing I do know, life is about choices.
Mm-hmm.
And we all should constantly set goals.
Mm-hmm.
When you miss the mark, you don't just sit there and blame everything on everybody, give up. You go back and you restructure yourself, set some more goals,
exactly.
Make sure they are obtainable,
mm-hmm.
and reachable and realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can work toward those goals. And as you work toward those goals, as you achieve one goal at a time, find a way to reward yourself, to motivate yourself to go on to achieve the next goal.
Mm-hmm.
But when we don't set realistic goals,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be a millionaire in 6 months. I got this venture. I just started it. And within 30 days, I'm going to be a billionaire.
Exactly.
Okay? That's not realistic.
Yes.
You must have realistic goals that are obtainable. And as you conquer these goals, you will grow. Your confidence level
mm-hmm.
will grow. And then you continue to move to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put everything too far out for you to grab, all of a sudden, then you're depressed. You're not happy. You want to take something into your own hands and force something, or you end up doing something that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to blame somebody else.
That's right. Because we're talking about blame, the blame game.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I was a size 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't tell you what size I am, but I will say this. I think I'm fat. Now, you know who I could blame? Hershey.
Mm-hmm.
The chocolate factory. Mrs. Baird for making that split top honey wheat bread. Just any number of things that I eat, I could blame. Or I could blame it on depression. You know, things are just not going right. So when I'm a little bored, I eat a little bit more. You know. And then I can blame the fact that it's cold outside, so I really can't walk every day like I should. And then there are dogs in my neighborhood, and so I can't walk like that. I don't have a treadmill, so I'm going to blame that on not having a treadmill. And so I'm just gaining weight when I need to actually stop blaming everybody and say, girl, you just eat absolutely too much. You're eating at the wrong time. You need to get out and walk, and you need to excite and motivate yourself.
Mm, I like
but
this.
But see, I don't want to do all that. I want to blame somebody else. I was wondering if I could sue the Snickers people, you know, just because they make the good chocolate Snickers or whatever it is that's my flavor that's keeping weight on me. And then I've gotten a little bit older, so it's kind of hard to shed weight when I should have been shedding it 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago. I was blaming somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got to hustle because I want to get skinny. Because my youngest son is 33 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I have to find him a father. So if I'm going to get married, I've got to be skinny again. But I'm going to blame all these other people as the reason why I'm not. Mr. Moderator, go ahead.
That usually was a good example. I like that. It was such a good example. I almost felt like it was a real analogy. But
it was.
But you are right. And I think even taking it a bit further, I think that a lot of people do the same thing in relationships. Well, my wife, she just doesn't turn me on anymore. And it's just not there. And that's why I feel like I have to get with other women,
mm-hmm.
okay? That is someone who's not taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They want a reason to continue doing what they're doing.
That's right.
And they took an oath to love, honor, and to cherish
mm-hmm.
that spouse. And I see the same thing with some women. You know, they do the same thing. Well, you know, his breath just it's terrible. And I don't know, it smells so bad, and I'm just turned off from my husband. The minute I get into bed, and he opened up his mouth, child, I almost faint. I'm like, well, have you thought about if it's a breath problem? It could be that the poor man may need to go to the doctor. It could not be his breath. It could
mm-hmm.
be a liver, or it could be a situation more serious.
Yes.
Go take the man and get him treated.
But we don't want to do that.
But we don't want to do that. We want an excuse. We want
to
be able to blame.
Do what we want to do.
To do what we want to do. To just experience that fantasy or whatever it is that's
mm-hmm.
been plaguing us.
Because everyone, have you noticed people want to fantasize about everything? We don't want the real thing. We don't want to tell the truth. We don't want to know the truth. I want to live like I want to live. I want to fantasize. I stopped, you know, they had pizzas
uh-huh.
one time, and you could buy a pizza called a Red Baron pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you sit at the table and you chew it and you eat it, and this gorgeous man would appear at
yeah,
the
you
table.
Yeah, you hear the trumpet playing. Da, 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 da.
And, brother, I bought several of those pizzas, and I sat at the table, and I chewed that pizza.
Oh.
After I'd gone through about two pizzas, I said, honey, that man is not going to show up at your table. So I stopped buying those pieces.
I think you have to face reality. I think you're right. A lot of people get out of reality. That's why sometimes it may be good to back away, to pull out of the television and to get away from
exactly.
all of those shows, because they are an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Those are only actors pretending. Okay, but now think about it. There was a young lady, I was looking at her one show, her husband told her that if she loved him, she would go ahead and let him bring two more women to the bedroom. Now, she wanted to show her husband that she loved him, and then she hated what happened.
Yes.
You see, now who is it not accepting responsibility?
Good.
He blamed his wife. He said, our marriage is not good, it's failed. And
then
she said,
if it's failed,
what can I do?
Well,
she said, well, what can I do? How can we work this out? And everything. He says, well, if you let me bring two more women to the bedroom, I think there's some possibilities.
And
would you have done?
I tell you, I won't say what I would have done, but needless to say, he wouldn't be around anymore. He wouldn't be around anymore. We have got to. We've got about 10 minutes remaining, and we've had a little humor going on here tonight. But
yes.
Needless to say, the spotlight is shining on a real issue.
Yes,
and it's going to absolutely take us being accountable for our actions in every capacity. Our teenagers, our adults, our young adults, everyone is going to have to start being accountable for your own actions, so that you will
mm-hmm.
Emphatically stand and be the person that you need to be and correct that mess in your life.
I agree with you. And I think one of the things that may shed some light and help us correct some things, is that we have to watch what comes out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what kind of affirmations that we say. Because as we repeat these things, we begin to believe. I heard a gentleman, he said, Lois, I just love women. I've always loved women. I love women.
Mm-hmm.
He confessed that for so many years
mm-hmm.
that he thought that there was no way for him to be responsible in the marriage because he believed that he loved all women and that it was his duty.
His choice.
His choice to make all of them try to love him.
No. I think he was disillusioned there.
Okay, another loser.
And this is bringing this down and bringing it to a really reality close.
Yes.
We have got to stop blaming someone else. It is not my fault
mm-hmm.
that your life is a mess.
That's
right. It is not your fault that I'm a mess. I'm a mess because I choose to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You are a mess because you chose to be a mess. So we've got
choice.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
it's your choice.
It's not the butcher, the baker, and the
candlestick maker. No. This, we live in a, we have freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that choice has to be in a place. Whereas our messes are cleaned up. Do you know you can clean up any mess in your life?
You sure can.
Any mess in your life can be cleaned up. All you have to do is stop, refer to the owner's manual. You know what the owner's manual is? The B-I-B-L-E. We were made in God's image. We were made in his image. Go back and refer to the owner's manual. And then start restructuring your life based on that, and you will absolutely clear up that mess.
You're right.
In your life.
I remember a young man in grade school when the teacher confronted a young man about hygiene, and the young man's answer was, "I don't like to bathe because it makes me itch." The teacher told him, she said, "That's got nothing to do with you not taking a bath, young man, and keeping yourself clean."
Mm-hmm.
Because she saw that if she didn't correct that young man at
mm-hmm.
that time,
he would continue
because he didn't want to accept responsibility
mm-hmm.
and he made up an excuse. Therefore, he believed his own excuse. So
mm-hmm.
that was his reason for not taking a bath.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are so messed up. We're messed up. We have trust issues. We have financial issues. We have an issue with everything in our lives. And so that makes our lives a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays a mess as long as you blame someone else for your shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all of my guests. I want to thank you all for showing up here tonight and for sharing in this. A lot of these stories we told, we know that they were really all you were talking about. But needless to say, I hope that someone got something out of this that's listening, to know that if I don't stop blaming everyone else for where I am,
absolutely.
I will continue to be here when I'm old and gray. So this is one thing that we just want to shed light on these type of situations. Thank Mr. Motivator. Thank you, Louise. Thank all of my staff for making everything possible for stocking our green room. I think we had a really good snacks here today and drinks. And thank my staff for doing that. I thank them for getting everything together. And I want to say that our magazine is coming along nicely. So you should be seeing that in a couple of weeks or so, and we're just awesomely glad for that. You can also check out this broadcast on loisbullock.blogspot.com. You'll be able to go on and listen to this over and over again. You can also, as you listen, should you disagree with something that has been said, you're more than welcome to email me and state your opinion. Send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com, and that's let's without the apostrophe. That's letstalktruth333 at yahoo.com. Please send me. I want to hear from you. That's the only way I'll know if you're being affected by what we talk about, because we're not here just to talk and say something, you know, just to pass the time. We're here to talk so that you can be affected by what we say. So this is why I want you all to really talk to me. Send me everything. Send me things that we want you to do. Okay, you can also do, see, we on Twitter at Let's Talk Truth 333. So follow us on Twitter. And those of you, my Facebook friend, you can also listen to it on Facebook, because I try to make sure that it's posted there. I want to say I thank the listeners, the people who listen to us live. We have friends in California. We have friends in Houston. We have friends in Texas and Canada, and just a lot of different places that call in and listen to our broadcast. And I just want to thank you for that. So, Mr. Motivator, you have something you want
to
say?
Oh, I just, again, I thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. And I love the way you always send everybody off with the show.
This is Lois, and if I made you feel bad in any kind of way, I'm loving you with the heart of God.
Thank you. I do say that at the end of every one of my broadcasts, because I want you all to know that we're family. We're family, friends, and whatever else that makes us close and keep us close, where we can share ideas and to build on those ideas and to help us grow to be better people so that we can be a awesome, dynamic society. And just one person at a time is how we're going to be affect our change. So we're just doing good. And don't forget that it is not my fault that you're a mess. It is not your fault that I'm a mess. Let us take responsibility for everything that we're supposed to take responsibility for, and we'll find that our lives are just going to start running very smoothly as we take our time and to be the people that we're supposed to be. I was trying to remember if I had something else I wanted to say. Oh, when you do write in, if you want to talk about something in particular that you think the Let's Talk Truth staff can really sink their teeth in, please let us know. And in a couple of weeks, you all are going to be able to call in and talk while we're on the air. So once you do that, we're just going to have an awesome, awesome time, because you'll be able to express yourself right at the same time I'm expressing mine. So as we're getting ready to go off the air, I just want to say thank you again. And this is Lois Bullock with Let's Talk Truth. And guess what? I am loving you with the heart of God. Y'all have a blessed evening. Good night.